Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70.
Well, I've got some good news. We made a comment a little while ago. Then we have a friend that fills in, and she's here. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for those who don't know you.
I'm Anna. I work with Gypsy's Weavings. I do chainmail and scale mail armor and jewelry.
And we've had the opportunity to talk a number of times, which is wonderful because I love your work.
Yeah, your work obviously is very amazing.
We've had a lot of conversations off air too over the years. I love what you do, and probably since the last time we've talked on air, you've added stuff to your repertoire.
In fact, I have some of it with me.
Awesome. So let's talk about what you're doing.
I actually, as of last year, one thing I mentioned last time I was on air, is every year I pick something just outside my skill set to learn. So starting last year, the challenge was historically riveted chainmail.
Oh.
This is what, if you go to the Tower of
London.
Yeah.
So this is what, I'm sorry?
This is what, if you go to the Tower of London, that's what you'll actually see.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. So I guess to clarify, in the past, what we've seen has been kind of hand-done but perfect loops.
Hand-done, perfect loops, and the loops only touch. They're called
right.
Butted mail. This, they overlap. A rivet is driven through it, and it's now sealed
so
shut.
So they're joined.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So obviously, a much different process than...
It actually is, it's the same standard process, but with two extra steps.
Okay.
Which is, normally it's twist open, twist closed.
Okay.
This, after I twist back closed, I have to put a small rivet, basically it's a wedge, that then gets crimped and hit with the hammer on top of an anvil. And it's cold forged shut.
Okay. So on top of all of it, you're doing the process accurately too.
Yes.
Okay. I just needed to verify. It's not like you've got a special tool that goes and you move on. You're holding it with a fairly generic thing and hitting it with a fairly generic thing on an honest anvil.
Yes.
Well, it's a railroad piece, but yes, it is an anvil.
Can I ask you a nerdy question?
Absolutely.
Do you ever put yourself like in a character when you're doing this? Like you just feel like you're getting into like the groove?
I won't lie. This was being made while marathoning Vikings.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Because you need something
fantastic
to put yourself into that mindset, like you said.
Yes, definitely.
And the TV show Vikings
put you in it
is a great show for that.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there watching them. They're doing forging in the show and everything.
Oh, wow.
And here I am also in my living room.
Sure.
Doing it.
Oh, my gosh. I applaud you for that. That's amazing.
Doing a thing that under most circumstances is massively bizarre. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But obviously totally in your wheelhouse and relevant to the thing you're watching. That's so cool.
It's definitely been one of my more fun projects. It's going to be a full coif.
Okay, that's cool.
By the time I'm done.
Okay.
And this is being entered into competitions.
Oh. So which competition?
Okay. Fascinating.
I'm with the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Okay.
And one of the things that we do is once a year, everybody in the state of Florida or Kingdom of Trimeris gets together and our artisans can enter a competition to see basically, could we fool a museum? Could we walk in with our piece, walk around, and leave? Or would security stop us?
Oh.
So we're judged on these criteria of perfection of accuracy.
I love it.
Okay.
So I entered this January as an in progress, and I'm going to re-enter next January with the completed.
And what does that process
awesome.
Of the competition look like?
Everyone takes it a little bit differently. For my work, it's showing that I understand what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and at the level I'm entering at, because there's the most basic of novice to the actual master craftsman. I'm wanting to show a true understanding of what they went through. So I'm having to explain, going, these were bought. This was from a iron forger. This was made by me with the tools I bought. And I actually have to explain each piece of creation and production.
Okay.
And other than, you know, accolades, there's no real prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bragging rights, really.
Sure. Sure.
It's complete bragging rights.
And this piece here, how long did this take you to make so far?
I want to say that's about 42 hours of work right there.
And how much time do you dedicate, like, out of your, like, work?
This is when after I get home from my day job of a preschool teacher.
Oh.
That was an adorable response.
I love it.
Coming home and working for a few hours, I stop work at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Because I'm in a townhouse connected on both sides to other townhouses.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not quiet.
It's noisy.
Sure.
It is not quiet. So at 8 o'clock, I pack everything away.
Game over.
Because it's not fair to them. If they needed to go to bed, if they have children,
sure,
et cetera.
Because they didn't know what they were getting into, being your neighbor.
Nope. I mean, they've come outside and seen me welding chainmail before. And they're like, what are you welding? Why?
Because.
I have a welder.
Because it's Tuesday?
What do you do on your Tuesdays?
Silly question.
Yeah, right.
So let me ask you, are there any, like, issues you've had with this project?
Yes.
Let's get into that.
This was interesting. I was working always either in climate controlled or in hot weather because it's Florida. When we had that really cold snap back in December and it dropped below 60, I actually had links explode. It got too cold for the metal.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't realize it. I didn't know that was a thing. So I went to go set and hammer, and suddenly I'm like, whoa, flying metal right at my face.
Wowzer.
And I put it aside, went to go find a couple people that do hot foraging. And they're like, yeah, it's too cold.
Fascinating.
Okay, that's why they would keep their materials by a fire when they were in London, because it would get below about 75 is your break point. You don't want to go below 75.
Interesting.
So you're learning a great bit of information, even like historically,
why
they do the things that they do.
I've ended up having to learn chemistry with this project because I need to know what oil can I put on here. If I use linseed oil, will that cause corrosion? Or do I need to actually buy gun oil? By the way, don't use gun oil.
That sounds, by the tone of your voice, that sounds like a lesson learned the hard way.
Yes, yes, it was. Thankfully, it was a very small piece. Wasn't a total wash. And my uncle, who's a gunsmith, was like, yeah, no, if I had realized what you were doing, I wouldn't have let you done that.
Sure.
So I've learned chemistry. I've learned physics.
This is extraordinary. Sure. I love it.
I love the look of it. Obviously,
is there a way we can like hold it up?
Yeah.
For here, I'm gonna let you do that because I don't want to. I barely.
She doesn't
touch
want.
It.
She doesn't want to be the next gun oil. I think is what she's telling you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Which camera? Okay, there
this
we go.
One right here. That's
the work is extraordinary.
Yeah, the detail on it is incredible. I love it. And I obviously I have liked the stuff that you've had before, but something about like the rivet and the fact that it just naturally it's going to move, and so it's randomly placed, and it's not like a
pattern.
It's not 100% pattern. There's chaos to it, which makes it even more unique than your normal work.
And the rivets give so much detail too.
Yeah,
they really do, and it's going to be very exciting to me to be able to get to actually wear the finished piece.
Yeah,
because I love wearing my normal coif anyway, and this is going to add just that level of fun.
Sure.
That I'm going to have to make sure to always wear a covering under it, because again, it's got oil on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
24/7.
Sure.
So that's what this is for, is actually to help protect hands. People want to look at it because
got it.
Oil's messy.
Sure.
Definitely.
But it's not gun oil.
Not gun oil. Mm. Machine oil.
Well, I love this. I really love that you said that this is the your tools are also authentic.
Yep.
It's not even that you don't have a special tool. It's that this was made. It wasn't like machined. This was made by like the guys outside. Like it was that. I love that.
And everything's authentic.
This is an actual farrier's hammer that I picked up.
Oh, wow.
Because I was using modern hammers and I noticed nothing worked. Like even you can see the early rivets. They're still very popped up. They're not sealing right. Versus the ones on the edge
are very
the change in type of hammer
that
makes a difference.
And that goes back to the physics.
That's fascinating.
The weight and the speed and all of that.
And the distribution of the weight.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah. So we're going to ask contact information if anyone wanted to, like, find out more about what you do and wanted to connect with you, where could they go? I also would like to know if you have any, like, social media handles where we can see your progress.
The easiest way to find me is on Facebook, Gypsy's Weavings. And I believe when I signed up, I gave you guys the information. Mm-hmm. I also shared the video before coming on here.
Excellent.
I'm also on Instagram under the same name. I've got Twitter, same name. I think everything's the same. Gypsy's Weavings. It's hard to miss me.
Perfect.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much
for
coming on again and for bringing this.
Art. It's art.
It's
Let's
so
just say.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Love it. Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right.
Wow.
I love that.
I definitely do.
I remember when she added the scales.
Yes, which was what she was wearing.
Yes, a couple of years ago when she brought those on for us the first time. I got so excited about the scales because they were a cool addition. But this is...
Next level.
This is
I love how
unique.
She challenges herself every year. She pushes herself to learn something new and then does it.
Yeah, it
you
can't.
Know?
It
she
can't
doesn't
just
get discouraged.
Be the same thing. I don't just do this one thing. I do lots of things.